me calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train.
Alright. This is CITR Radio, and we are live here, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. You just heard the news team, the news team, always cutting-edge, uncompromising news here, issues you need to know about, and undiluted by the, the agenda that is set by mainstream media. CITR Radio, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. I have a special guest in the studio today. I really love it when someone comes all the way down on the bus. Or did you drive?
The V-Line
bus. We have a gentleman named Conrad Penner, who is here in the studio.
Hey, everybody.
That's Conrad, and he is a local musician, and admittedly very hard to introduce because you are someone who does a lot of musical stuff.
And then the Drive Fest, Master Steve.
That's right. We have a mutual friend, Steve, who was a music publisher I got to know, and he's just been a wonderful source of great music, local music, for me to discover that was off my radar, just because there's just so much happening.
I know, we've got a lot of mutual friends, me and him and you, yeah.
That's right.
Vancouver rockers stuff.
And so Conrad is, we're going to be playing for some of his music during this show. And Conrad, actually, I just want to get these mics work out.
C-3PO.
I just want to
mention Wicked Mix, our there buddy Francis in Edmonton's our friend, co-friends with Steve.
Okay.
Miss you, Francis, and we'll play one of his tracks on his SoundCloud. He's the best rapper I ever met, one of my best friends, and I miss him.
Okay.
To do some live stuff with them again someday.
So basically, Conrad is involved in multiple projects, and as he's just mentioned, friends. So we're going to learn about a whole variety of music today. And also at the end of the show, we have Janice McKenzie might be popping in again to let us know about some of her favorite records. So Conrad, let's start with... So who are you, Conrad? How long have you been an active musician here in the city of Vancouver?
Oh, in Vancouver? Yeah, so I got here in 1999, playing here and there. I was playing in Ontario before I got here. I originally came here for recording school, so that was fun.
Oh, okay.
It was an adventure.
And where were you from in Toronto? In Ontario?
Belleville, Ontario, just 2 hours east of Toronto.
Okay.
And, grew up there in Nova Scotia before that, and my uncle and a lot of family and cousins in Chicago, and my dad, they're all, like, super musicians. My dad's a piano teacher and a full-on nerd. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And my uncle was a conservatory piano teacher in Chicago, one of the higher-ranking ones in the States. He just passed away, but he was the epic, famous musician in the family.
Okay.
Everyone else kind of does it on their own thing, but yeah, I mean, we got it. We love it. Music.
Yeah.
So I've been playing piano since I was little, and then learned drums and trumpet and guitar and bass through grade school and high school. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder that you are involved in so many things, and I barely even know where to start.
Me neither.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was born.
Well, we'll be right back with a little bit of music from Conrad Penner. This is CITR Radio and a Strand of the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at...
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoon, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematic, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zusha.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay, so we're back here on CITR Radio, and this is Stranded, and extra special guest is Conrad Penner.
Extraterrestrial.
He is a
space scum. That's my friend Michael Exner, from a bass player from Kill Matilda. They're kicking a lot of ass. Oh, you know them?
They're good friends of mine. Yeah, Dusty.
Yeah, Michael. That's me and Michael on this track.
Like
an industrial type song, and so, weird. And I was playing his guitar upside down. We each did three guitar tracks. So it's
okay.
Weird industrial beat and six guitars, and that was our little adventure one day.
Okay,
it's the only thing I've ever recorded with him, but I love it.
So that's the track we've queued up first, so folks can get a sense of what one of the things that Conrad does. So Space Scum is the name of the song?
Yeah. It's kind of just a hard industrial rock jam, and make up your own words. But it's pretty fun. I always enjoy it.
With the bassist from Kill Matilda joining you.
But we programmed a beat together, and then we both laid down a bunch of guitar tracks. And just hanging out one day, and that's what we came up with.
All right, well, let's get right into it. So people,
2009 or something, I forget.
Okay. Yeah. So this is Conrad Penner. You can find this on Reverb Nation, and the track is called Space Scum.
Michael Exner,
yeah. Also.
Yeah, Dusty's husband.
Yeah. Hardworking man.
Are you
okay.
Mikey, Dusty?
Here we go. We'll be right back. Wow, that was great. That was a track, Conrad Penner, with Mikkel. Is that how you pronounce it? Michael.
Excellent.
Michael Exner, bassist from Kill Matilda, who we know well on the show because we've interviewed Dusty here before.
Yeah, we did that on his couch one day after playing too many video games, I think.
Ah.
Their couch.
Okay.
Now they're married.
And they have some new tracks recorded too.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear their new stuff. And my friend Marcus is their drummer.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Can't wait to see them live again.
Yeah. That one of the great, female-fronted hard rock bands in the city. So we're talking with Conrad Penner. He is our special studio guest today on the show. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
So, How you going? Just rock on up.
That's right. So, Conrad.
Hi, Australia.
Hello.
Canada. Yeah. What are you going to say?
Okay, so we have, we have you here in the studio. What can you tell us about, what are your current projects?
Good question. Kind of in the works. I have my old buddy Andrew. We've got tons of bands together. And between us, we have a few projects. We kind of play some folky stuff. Our friend Lawrence and Roy, and we have a band with Roy, a reggae band, Over Trees. And we've had a lot of punk bands over the years, but we still have the punk stuff. But when we record it, we don't know what name we're going to use, so it needs a new name. The Aliases of Life. And who else? And with Casey, our Smoking Butts band, we're going to do something again, which also will want a new name. These dumb names keep fading into the past, and they want new ones. That's myspace.com/smokingbutts with 3 T's.
Okay.
We did a half album once. It was pretty good. Actually, that's the video for it right there.
Yes.
If you want to play that, we'll play the audio too.
Yeah.
It's both, obviously.
So this is the Smoking Butts?
That's the Smoking Butts. Yeah. Me and Shatanya, KC, my best friends. And we recorded that with Justin Wong and Christine Church in 2008 at the Garage Studios in Burnaby, and I think they're in Deep Cove now or something, but
yeah,
the Garage Studios is a pretty cool place.
All right, well, yeah. Let's try that one, and we'll be back to chat with Conrad Penner some
Smoking
more.
Smoking Butts.
Okay.
Your clothes look much better on the floor. Dress pressed against the cello. Oh my, why can't tomorrow be today? Downtown's drunk again. Can change. This shit ain't got nothing on me. But Mr. Chris, don't you dare send me any money, 'cause then my feet won't be on the ground. Downtown's drunk houses. Your clothes look much better on the floor. Breast pressed against the cello. Oh my, why can't tomorrow be today? Drunk again, trying to forget.
kind of fucked up, yeah.
Joe Satriani is a rock guitar superstar. Don't miss his Unstoppable Momentum Tour Saturday, October 19th at the Vogue Theater with special guest sit-down servant featuring Gordy Johnson. Tickets available online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. For more information, visit satriani.com.
Canada, I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Don't forget you can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com and on Twitter, ozstranded. And you just heard a track there from a project called The Smoking Butts featuring Conrad Penner, who is our studio guest today. He's a multi-instrumentalist and a hard man to pin down because he does so much.
I don't even wrestle.
Now,
alligators and crocodiles.
So you do have there on some paper there a list of some of the projects you've played in over the years. How about you just read it out from top to bottom? And who knows, listening, people might be taken back in time.
Get mad if I forget anything. Right.
So do you want to go for it?
There's a few. Yeah, well, it started with our band Public Air back in Ontario. And there's contributions from Andrew Leacock and me, Dan Orr, and Denis Larrivé. It's actually Dan's band's doing great these days. They're called the Dead Sparrows, and they're kicking ass in Ontario. And they're actually, I think they're on Much Loud this weekend for their first ever time with their new video, Timothy. And they're putting out a new album, Dead Sparrows. They're kicking ass in Ontario right now. But that was our first ever bass player. Okay, so Public Hair, and then... another band there in high school, kind of Primacy, TH9, and then a psychedelic band with my brother and our friends, the T-Rips. We went for a while, and when I moved to BC, to Whistler, we were playing there twice a week. That was pretty fun. I was just 18 and 19, in Whistler playing gigs all the time. And then we turned into the famous 47 when we moved to Vancouver, and 99, and I've had quite a few in Vancouver since then. Kajma was our funk dub jazz band. I was a fill-in drummer. And then Kentucky Fried Pickin' was a bluegrass group there. And then Andrew moved here. We had all sorts of bands in Vancouver, Thunderbar and Sacrilicious and POTUS and the Vomitorium. And then there's like 5 years right there in four words.
Wow.
And yeah.
And that doesn't really include what you're currently part of.
Mm-hmm. Those are like a lot of punk bands and thrash bands. I still like to do that stuff. And then we got into doing some Smoking Butts, some funk stuff with Shetania there. And then Dr. Benway filled in on drums in my friend's band. And then back to Ontario for some stuff, Welfare Space Pirates, punk rock band with songs about Belleville. And then the Drummers Guild was like a bunch of drummers that get together and cause a ruckus. And then they raise money for cancer and stuff. The Drummers Guild. Mm-hmm. We had a trio version, the Cave Monkeys. And just little silly projects like Inya. We do little, video game type soundtracks and speed up the pitch. And Tahitian Mud Mask was my band there last year in Ontario with Dave Melvin and Ron Berry. And then the Driveway Bros, also with Ron. Or Ron Bro and Con Bro. Maybe throw on a weird-ass Driveway Bros track.
Yeah, we could get to that.
Our goal was to make people laugh without words, so with ukuleles and guitars and flangers, I think we did it. People can't listen to a couple of those songs without laughing, but because they're purely retarded, but
yep.
It's the kind of crap I like.
Okay.
Nice and dumb.
Yep.
But in a smart way.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And, well, we do have some tracks of yours up on SoundCloud here. So we could go to one of those.
Yeah, which one? How about Space Racer? We had a silly little time. This was like a New Year's week at my friend Nathan's home studio in Tyendinaga, Mohawk Reserve in Ontario. Me and Nathan and Dave Melvin and Alex Mesa had a little New Year's week party recording project. We call it Pen 15. It's pretty silly if you write it out. And Space Racer was our epic 80s glam scum track. It's probably our most songish song on there. Everything else is just kind of a whirlwind of weirdness. Go down a bit, there was a Space Racer.
Yeah, we got that there. Yep.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, so play that track. And that's a Pen 15. That was a good time. That's New Year's 09 to 10, coming into the new decade.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're talking with Conrad Penner. He's a multi-instrumentalist.
And based on that song.
Okay. So we have a variety of music we're going to be playing from Conrad. Definitely not a man that can be pigeonholed. So we'll be back with a track from Conrad called Space Racer right after this quick break.
Studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, September 26th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet with universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Find out more about admission requirements, programs, and scholarships. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Off with mud.
Okay, so we're here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and a noisy track there. What can you tell us, Conrad? That was on your SoundCloud.
Space Racer, that was basically the sound that I was going through New Year's for Sam's and Lee's studio. We saw a bunch of symbols along the line running around hitting the cameras. That was kind of how the recording session was, and a bunch of beer, a bunch of dudes having pizza and saying Happy New Year.
Okay.
Hometown buddies, so yeah, just being crazy together.
Okay. Well, let's. You mentioned this another one now called Driveway Tarp.
Yes. It's a tribute to my mom's house, I guess. Everyone would hang out there under the tarp in the driveway, and thought we'd call it a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of Conrad Penner's many projects, Driveway Tarp, and he is here in the studio, and I'm hoping, I mean, he brought his acoustic guitar along, and this looks
that
like...
That project is in Ontario, in my hometown, so those guys are there, but I mean, like, I can play some of it here, and then you can play that too, but...
All right, well let's...
The ukulele version.
Well, let's cue up this track, and then maybe when we come back, you can give us a live acoustic track.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Driveway Tarp.
Ron Bro and Con Bro. This is Ron on the ukulele.
Okay, so that was another track from Conrad Penner. The project was called Driveway Tarp, and you said that that's one of your more recent projects?
Yeah, just last winter and last fall. I was in Ontario at my mom's song about her. I guess tribute to her house and how everyone always just show up and jam there. You know.
Yeah.
There's always the jam house in the neighborhood. So.
Yeah. And what instruments were you playing?
Oh, that was just guitar and ukulele and the drum machine. That was just live on GarageBand at my friend's computer, but we often like play at my home, so it's just acoustic and just show up and just make tea.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Music, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, you did bring the acoustic guitar in, so are you ready to maybe...
Yeah,
play us a track.
Should I even play any of that? It's silly to play that song since it's just played on a on the Bandcamp, but whatever.
Does anything else come to mind?
I'm cheesy. I might do a cover song, or I could play the song that I wrote on my birthday. It's up there too, but that version's too long. It's just an instrumental called Disaster Piece.
Sure.
Okay.
This is Conrad Penner live in the CITR studios for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
Hey, Disaster Piece. Sorry, Ron's not here with the ukulele, but see how she goes, just the guitar.
That's called Disaster Piece?
Yeah, Disaster Piece. It's actually way more interesting on the Driveway Bros site with .bandcamp.com with Ron on the ukulele, because we sound like we're underwater.
Yeah.
Due to the flangers.
Okay.
We just played it on classical before, but I had to try it. So.
Okay. Well, no, it's I mean, if there's always the option of having it live in the studio, it's always best, you know.
Yeah, live is best.
Whatever, you know. Like I said at the start of the show, I'm always appreciative of people. Anyone listening, if you're a local musician, you know, this is an open invite. This is, you know, the greatest thing about doing a show like this. You can have interesting people come in and play.
My first ever radio show.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. And we connect and learn about different things, because all of these multiple projects that you've talked about, I hadn't heard of yet, just because the city is so vast and there's so many things happening.
So much going on. You can't catch everything, but
yeah.
There's definitely stuff going on. Just keep an ear open.
Where do you play most regularly, would you say?
We have a show on September 28th at Lola's, my friend Lawrence's birthday, and a bunch of Libra birthdays. It's called the Libra Party, I guess. Libra Moon or something, but it's at Lola's. On West Broadway, and Lawrence O'Grogan and the O'Groganaires, we're playing a bunch of stuff, the kind of folky, country-ish stuff,
mm-hmm.
and our friends will be playing, yeah, me and Roy and Rue and Lawrence, we play together a lot, and there'll be a bunch of other bands and DJs, not sure all the names yet, but that'll be fun. Lola's on September 28th in the evening.
And what's the band called?
Lawrence O'Grogan and the O'Groganaires, as we're calling it.
Lawrence O'Grogan and the Groganaires.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything recorded yet? Or
no, but it'll be kind of, I imagine, kind of Pogues-ish and pogey.
Hmm.
That'll be fun. You just have to come check it out, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless we make a recording in the next few days. But
Will you be on drums?
I'll be drumming.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Lawrence will be playing guitar, Andrew on bass, and probably Roy on Les Paul. That'll be fun. What other show is coming up? I'm not sure. I've been doing some open mics. Last night I played Café de Soleil, sometimes New Amsterdam, sometimes the Anza Club. A lot of times I just like play piano or congas with people, or just kind of jam some guitar or bass with some rappers and make up some quick grooves. My friend Francis, I wanted to drop one of his songs. It's pretty sweet. Because I miss him. He's over in Edmonton. And,
Yeah, you mentioned that at the start of the show.
It's soundcloud.com/wickedmix. 181.
Let's try to find that slash Wicked Mix.
Yeah. Space 181.
Oh, space 181. Do you mean underscore or?
Oh no, just a space.
Space 181.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find this.
Maybe underscore.
Wicked Mix. So these guys are from Edmonton, you say?
So one guy, yeah, he's a rapper friend, and he has a group.
Here we go.
GSD, we Get Shit Done, GSD. And he's a wicked rapper. This is track 10 Feet Tall, one of my favorite songs. It's got an awesome, a lot of stuff on Reverb Nation too, Wicked Mix. And
okay.
Hope to do some live stuff with him again someday, but I'm glad he's with his family in Edmonton having fun. And this is him all by himself in his room.
Excellent. Well, I love...
He's a wicked producer, you'll hear it. And beatboxing and shit too.
I always love when Edmonton comes up, because it's a place close to my heart. I lived there for a while. Oh, and so
lived there.
Music. Oh, it's wonderful. And, you know, a lot of great music, of course, with any city. So how about we play that now? So this is Wicked Mix 181.
I hope he performs live in Edmonton. He did it here when he lived in Vancouver, but it'd be nice to see him performing again out there. So he's fresh into town there. But
okay.
Hopefully he's still at it. Kicking ass.
So we're switching genres right now. This is hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Francis, Wicked Mix 181.
Wicked Mix 181. Okay.
Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. You notice the shit that's been off the wall, the kind of tracks that will keep a native 10 feet tall. Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. You notice the shit that be off the wall, the kind of tracks that will keep a native 10 feet tall. When I drop my flow, it sounds so fly. Feel that bumping in that trunk on rolling by. It's time to make tracks, drop hits, get rich, and flip scripts. And motherfuckers rock to the beat when you hear this shit. Well, you wonder how a native swagger got so sick. It's just natural. How you think I made this mix? Battling and being destructive never gave me shit. So I mastered this flow and envision my goals. Made many mistakes, but I still never froze. Cause I can make it better as long as I fight to change and grow. Fight these demons toe to toe, knock down these doors and achieve my goals. I mean what I say, so it's good as gold. So it's good as gold. I mean what I say, so it's good as gold. Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. You know it's the shit that be off the wall, the kind of tracks that will keep a native 10 feet tall. Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. You know it's the shit that be off the wall, the kind of tracks that will keep a native 10 feet tall. Some people live or die for money, but me, I'm real, I can get by with the 20. Don't care about what I got, it's about what I give. Entertaining these kids, I'm put on this earth for a reason, and I won't believe until I fight my demons. Find my path, I'll let it find me. The key I've been looking for to open a new door. See what I'm here for, fulfill my visions. Therefore, I'm on a mission. Voices in my head, nobody hears them. Visions kinda ruthless, grew up an angry child. Go to school, never cool, but cool in my own way. After school, go back home and watch some Soul Train. Eat some itchy band, no name, then have to play some game. Then need some of mama's panic parties, made me dramatic. Kept me real till I turned 13, took a spill, then I seen what was real. Too time for me to heal, son.
Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. You know it's the shit that be off the wall, the kind of tracks that will keep a native 10 feet tall. Let me clear my throat. Let me catch my breath. You know it's the shit that be off the wall, the kind of tracks that will keep a native 10 feet tall.
I write to speak my words clear on the mic. Stand tall like a proud native doing it right. Live my life, get by one day at a time. The government makes it hard for a young native to shine. That's the reason why so many of my people don't want to try. The helplessness from the system can make you die inside. That's why we as one nation gotta rise above it. It's the revolution, energy shift, one love, kid. All the young youth spitting the truth just busting. Some battling to be the best but really getting nothing. Dropping too much metaphors got you sounding like you frontin'. Represent your nation and where you're from, and help the people elevate from the slums. Help your people elevate from the slums. Help your people elevate from your slums. Represent where you're from.
Come back. Okay, so that was a track recommendation from Conrad Penner, our special studio guest. Mm-hmm. That artist was called Wicked Mix 181, a First Nations hip-hop artist from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Wicked Mix.
And your friend's, his actual name is Francis Pierre.
Yeah, he's from Smithers, and he just moved to Edmonton recently to be with his girl and his daughter. And
yeah?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good family man. We all miss him down here, but yeah, we come to visit again sometime.
Hello, Francis. If you're listening, possibly on podcast,
miss you guys, miss you, bro.
Francis Open could be listening piece. In the future, because if you go to austrandedradio.com, you'll find the blog for this show and podcasts for over 100 shows with lots of interviews, including this one we're doing right now.
Hi, Nikki and Angel. It's a girl and his daughter.
Yep.
And Francis. What up, Edmonton?
What up? Okay.
And Joey, it's your brother. Yeah. What is he out there, eh?
So, yeah.
Mid-O's East Van Punk Rock.
From Edmonton hip-hop to East Van Punk Rock, we're going to another track featuring Conrad Penner on which instrument would this be?
Drums in this band. Where's the song list? I can't see.
Well, here we go with this.
There it is. Okay.
The False Assumer.
There's only four songs.
Yeah, there's four songs.
Maybe there's some fun ones. Rest in Piss Rock and Roll. The first one.
The track is called RLPRNR.
RLPRNR.
Okay. That's rock and roll. So let's see if this. Hopefully, this is going to play off MySpace. Let's check.
Shit.
I haven't used MySpace for quite some time.
Play the second random generator track after.
Say rolling instead of go.
Okay.
This stuff is from Method Recording in around 2005 or 6, I forget. And our one album. We did two albums, but from the second one.
Here we go. Here he is. Yep, the track's working. This is POTUS.
Carl Sagan Association will be screening Carl Sagan's Cosmos series on September 23rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Norm Theater in the UBC Sub. Our club's goal is to promote engagement with the sciences among students from all faculties. For more details, visit ubcsagan.org.
Okay, we have Conrad Penner is getting back in tune there. So you heard one of his older bands, a punk band called POTUS, POTUS, POTUS. That's POTUS.
POTUS, yeah. The website was POTUS three times. Yeah, album's 1981, recorded at Method Recording, and because we tried to capture the sound of 1981.
I thought so.
Punk rock realm.
Okay.
Inspired by the Fugazi sound, but...
Yeah.
Because he's really into that, the producer, so that was kind of the sound for that.
Okay. And is that band kind of still...
No, but me and Andrew, me and the bass player, we still do a lot of stuff. We've had a lot of bands over the years, punk bands too. Public Hair and POTUS and Sacrilicious and Vomitorium. And we'll do something again. I have to find a new name for it.
Okay. Well, while we still have you, because I do see Janice McKenzie is here in the studio, so she'll be with us for the last half hour. I'd love it if you wanted to play another song.
This is one I with my buddy Ed and Roy. Should we play None Too Pleased? Okay. It's a silly little song wrote here in Vancouver and played in Nelsonville when we were busking there. I don't know if I remember all the lyrics, but a bunch of silly little rhymes and None Too Pleased.
It is. This is Conrad Penner live in the studio. He's a local Vancouver musician.
Yeah, usually I would like to have Roy and or Ed with me, but they're not here, so. There you go, boys. This fake band name was Under Trees, our busking alias when we went to Nelson. So.
Okay. Under Trees?
Oh, Under Trees.
Oh, Under Trees.
And the song is None Too Pleased.
None Too Pleased. So the project was called Under Trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the twin of that, the flip side of the coin that turned into a reggae band was Rude and Roy, and that was Over Trees. So all around trees, under and over.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably because we were in Nelson looking at all the pretty trees on the mountain. So.
And that was recently? Was that like summer busking? Or?
Yeah, a while ago, but we're starting to play it again. Lately.
Yeah.
Wrote it a while ago, but...
Yeah.
Kind of just sat in the drawer for a while.
Okay.
Maybe another song from who? Maybe
Have you already heard Spoons Have Holes? Have you already heard that?
That's
Smoking Butts.
Yeah. I guess we could play that, but like we have about 5 minutes left, I guess. So yeah,
that song I already recorded with you too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well yeah. Did you want to do? I'll dig that up.
Okay.
So just as a reminder, folks, we're speaking with Conrad Penner. He's my special guest. He is a local musician and a very impossible man to pigeonhole because he is
bringing a drum kit.
Yeah, like we. I've been waiting for...
trying to get this going for a while, and I broke my collarbone, and then I healed, and...
Yeah.
3 months later.
I know, and I've been waiting for someone to kind of, I guess, show interest in this drum kit, because it is here. Again, if anyone's listening out there, we do have a drum kit at
the CITR. Drum jam at CITR, let's go, kids.
Well, let's not go crazy, people, but it's here to be used, and I get a little bit, you know... I'm not all that great with hooking things up and stuff like that, but it's here to be used. So.
Hey, I can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to school for that shit, so
exactly.
Be your little helper sometimes.
I think there's a lot of potential here at the station. There always is. There's people, So okay, well here's a cool thing, right? We when Conrad came down, he came down about 40 minutes early. And so he set himself up actually in Studio C and recorded a Nirvana cover just because he could, just for fun.
Nardwar was down the hall and thought he might hear it because I know he's done the Kurt and Courtney interviews and he knows them really good.
That's right.
I wonder if he knows what it's called.
This is an awesome track because I do recall hearing this. I know it's a Nirvana rarity. This is a song that Kurt wrote. But
never mind, and didn't make it.
That's right.
It's 20th birthday of In Utero right now, so that's always my favorite album. And this is not an In Utero song, but Kurt wrote a lot of good stuff, and it was always an inspiration.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and so this was recorded just less than an hour ago, while Conrad was warming up.
And my crappy little tributes once again.
I think it was great. I was sitting there the whole time that you played it, so I definitely think it's worth playing now.
A couple little mistakes in there, but.
That's fine. and it's fitting too because the music of the Pacific Northwest, tonight I'm going to go see the Sonics and they are the root of
the Sonics.
He did, didn't he?
Kurt and Courtney saw the Sonics. They were talking about it in an interview with Nardwar way back when he met them here.
Yeah.
When, New Year's 94 or something, they're eating pizza with Nardwar and it's pretty funny.
Interview. I've seen that,
A little pizza fight or something?
Yeah, something like that.
yeah.
Well, anyway, let's get into this. So this is Conrad Penner recording here in Studio C, an acoustic cover of a very rare Nirvana track that Kurt wrote and recorded but never actually
used.
Yeah, apparently Courtney Love.
Old Age.
Old Age is a song. So let's play it for you now.
20 more years.
Hello. And Nardwar is here. Here's a song that Kurt gave to Courtney. Didn't make it on Nevermind, but Courtney used it. Changed the words around. I'm just an old fan from the 90s and beyond. And write it. Thank you. Kurt. He wrote it.
Awesome. What, so what's the story? So that
old
was
old age. Like, it's a one of my favorite tunes. Never heard it until that.
I have heard
the
that
box set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Cole did it. They redid it. Courtney redid the lyrics. I always liked that song. Even trying to make the Cole version, because in the mid '90s, I was downloading really slow downloads of rarities. You know, it took like all night to download 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah.
And I spent like 8 hours downloading that song, and I loved it. And I was just a kid. It wasn't ever really released until the 2001 box set. I was like, oh. So I finally learned it proper. I heard the whole band play it before it was just Kurt, I think. But
which whole album did that go on?
Everyone, Pretty on the Inside or whatever. Huh. The one that came out right after Nevermind. Cause that's a song that didn't make Nevermind. They're like, we won't use that.
Huh.
Courtney's like, I'll use it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a good tune.
Okay. Yeah. So that was Conrad Penner and his version of a rare Nirvana track.
Should have sang it better. Oh,
I thought it was great. And what was cool about that is we actually recorded that just 40 minutes before. Well, not even that. It was literally 10 minutes before the show. We were just sort of waiting, twiddling our thumbs and... Yeah. And Conrad was tuning up, and I thought, let's just press play and see what happens. And there he did that. Great. I think a fantastic rendition of that song. Like, honestly.
Maybe Nargwar will like it, but...
Oh, I thought...
Play some of his Evaporator songs one day.
Yeah.
I have to learn them, but...
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool guy.
So, thank you, Conrad. This has been really wonderful. Eclectic mix of music of multiple projects that you've been involved in.
Thanks,
over the years.
Anyone can make it out to Lawrence's birthday, Libra birthday... party down at Lola's on September 28th. That's when I'll be playing again next live. I haven't done too many like live gigs in Vancouver this year. Just open mics. Doesn't really count. But So that'll be good. Lola's on the 28th.
Okay.
And it'll be kind of folky.
Yep. Great.
Folkish or something.
And we definitely would love to have you come back too, because like I said, the drum kit is here and you're a proficient drummer. So
I love drumming. I think I'll add some new stuff on my SoundCloud, Conrad Penner, sometime soon. We're on new stuff.
Yeah,
so,
and that's P-E-N-N-E-R for folks, Conrad Penner.
That's assortments. Yeah, try to keep some fresh goodies up soon. Smoking Butts again soon, and then all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Keep you posted.
Well, thank you, Conrad, and we'll be right back with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show.
Spirit Apes. Cheers, Australia, and rock on up Canada someday.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And now that track is an interesting band from New Zealand, and they're called the Symphony of Screams. The song was called Amsterdam Place. It's a single. Now, the reason I'm playing that is anticipation of a future interview. I actually recorded this afternoon with a gentleman named Matt from just outside of Auckland. Now, he showed up out of the blue one day. He was attending a conference on the arts in the Pacific that was being held at UBC, and he wandered into the station and wanted to talk to someone who was interested in New Zealand music. And I was, of course, the perfect person because I do this show, which is Australian related, but I always play Kiwi music when I can. Anyway, he runs a record label called Triple A Records in New Zealand, and we chatted today. We had a really wonderful chat. We spoke about his band there, Symphony of Screams, and the label he runs, and the importance of preserving indigenous language. He's very much interested in the Maori of New Zealand, and he does his best with his little record label to help preserve some of the cultural output of the Maori people, at least from his region. So that's something to look forward to in a week or so's time. That band was called Symphony of Screams from New Zealand. And thanks again to Conrad Penner.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
He's still here, yeah.
I just remembered my buddy's Aussie band, Lucy's Grand.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Lagging, they rock. We used to have a band here when he was here, the Wormholers, but just for fun.
We forgot.
Cover band. But yeah, I hope they're doing great. They're on their first world tour, Lucy's Grand.
Lucy's Crown from
Melbourne.
From Melbourne.
Theatrical rock. They do all the makeup shit, and they're pretty awesome.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that.
They're having fun on their first world tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean they'd be coming to this?
Maybe. I hope so. Tell them to come here. Lucy's Crown.
Okay.
I think they played Japan and China and Australia, but...
Okay.
It'd be great if they played Canada.
Great. So, friends of Conrad Penner. Okay.
Yeah.
So actually for the last 15 minutes, we have Janice McKenzie. She's popped into the studio again. Janice McKenzie, luminary of the station CITR, and I always love to invite Janice on because she's got such a wealth of knowledge of independent music, and I have no idea what she's going to play, but she's...
Surprise us.
Yeah, please have a seat, Conrad. You don't have to run away. If you want to...
drink of water.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't know what I'm going to play either because it depends what's queued up. We might take a bit of a chance because I had a technical glitch and I don't know if I'm going to play this record at the right speed, but I like to live dangerously. What about you, Matt?
Well, I'll, don't worry. We'll
live dangerously.
Yeah.
So turntable one, why don't we just see if it's the right speed, and if it's not, I'll run over there and change it, and that'll be the CITR way to do things.
So you don't want to say what it is yet? Okay.
Do you want me to? Do you want me to set it up, or do you want to do it?
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back.
in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and we are graced with the presence of Janice McKenzie for the last, from this point, looking like 12 minutes of the show. And that was the Enigmas.
My favorite old Vancouver band, maybe. Oh, I don't know. My favorite old Vancouver band this week.
That was great.
And because the Sonics are tonight, I'm thinking of what led me to the Sonics, which is the Enigmas.
You guys are lucky.
Well, that was just wonderful. Oh, wow. From 1983, you said?
This EP is from 83, and the last time I was here, I had their other EP, and I was feeling sorry for myself because I didn't have this one, and then I went to Zulu, and they had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I love the history lesson.
And Paul McKenzie is the singer, songwriter in this band, and the sax player, or was in the old days, and you might know him from the Real McKenzies.
I saw him.
Yeah, the Enigmas or the Real McKenzies?
Yeah.
The Enigmas were my very favorite Vancouver band when I started going out to see bands, and they played a lot of songs from the Nuggets compilations and Sonics and stuff like that, and I think that's what led me to my lifelong love for garage punk.
Okay. So
I love it too.
Yeah, it is the best,
it's
right?
Fun.
It is totally fun and joyful
and
easy to play, which is important to me.
And like you say, very fitting because this evening is the Sonics at the Rickshaw.
Right.
How much is that?
I don't know. And like we said, like Conrad played an old Nirvana. He did a really fantastic rendition just before of a rare Kurt Cobain song. It was just great.
Oh, great.
Sonics.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a lineage. See how this
is and also Sonics and Nirvana from the Pacific Northwest. Right?
That's right.
The whole Tacoma, Seattle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Narwhal loves them all too.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
We all love good music.
Yeah. So, should we talk about...
Yeah, so we have at least time for one more song from an artist called O Susanna. And there's a really interesting story behind you and knowing this person.
Well, I used to work as a library assistant down at the Vancouver Public Library in downtown Vancouver. And I was working side by side with this young girl. And she just happened to mention to me that she was playing in a band or she was starting to write songs. And I don't know, it used to be a really amazing place to work, full of all sorts of part-time musicians and artists and writers and stuff, which is, of course, why all of us wanted to work there. It was a great, excellent, excellent part-time job. And she asked if I wanted to hear what she sounded like, and she gave me this homemade CD. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, because I was writing reviews for Discorder and stuff. So I took it home and I put it on the in the CD player, and it just completely blew my mind. I thought it would be some, you know, the sort of thing that usually people record in their basement that have never played an instrument before. And it just absolutely killed me. And then the next day at work I said, I have a gig next week at the railway, do you want to play with us? Or it might have been not next week at the railway, but it was in the railway calendar. We had it booked. And she was amazing, and that was her first ever gig as O Susanna. And she was so new that she couldn't even really play her guitar and sing at the same time. There were a couple times that she just stopped playing guitar and sang a cappella.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. People were speechless. They just put their beer down. They were transfixed.
Wow.
And now she moved to Toronto a few years after that. She's been there. But the sad thing right now, she's been posting on her Facebook page and other places that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer and she's getting treatment now.
Hmm.
So I've been thinking about her a lot. She's a very, very amazing Canadian singer-songwriter with a voice that just stops you in your tracks.
Hmm.
I love her.
As well.
Yeah, it's really hard to choose just one O Susanna song. It would be really fun to do some kind of O Susanna feature someday, but maybe we can just listen to this one.
Yeah, at least one. We might even have two. So this is the track called You'll Always Be.
From her second CD, I believe, called Johnstown.
Yep. Okay, well, let's play it. This is O Susanna, as recommended by Janice McKenzie.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, set of gardenia and lily by your voice I was and led it to a forest of cherry. I'm where you lay down beside me so softly, you did say.
You want this? of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, that really was quite beautiful. That was O Susanna, a recommendation from Janice McKenzie, an original Vancouverite who has transplanted to Ontario. The opposite of Conrad Penner, who's sitting here.
She's a wonderful voice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
A really incredible songwriter.
Mm.
And I could be wrong, but I think she might have actually won a Juno for one of her songs, which was used in a soundtrack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
I also think her dad was the Dean of Education here at UBC, so she's got a big UBC connection as well. I think so, anyway.
She needs to play a live
show here. Who knows? Maybe I could interview her someday. I mean, you
that would be lovely.
Yeah. Well,
I did interview her for Discorder once, and it's that's an old printed thing, but that was while she was still living here, sometime in the 90s.
Okay. Well, thank you, Janice McKenzie. I always love it when you come down. It's always the last two times have been very timely. You just got here in the nick of time and educated us with something wonderful. So.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. I love to come to the station.
That's okay.
You have to rock the Sonics later, you lucky duckies.
Yeah, well, that's tonight. The Sonics live at the Rickshaw. Like I was saying to you off air, if I just walk in and they're playing Louie Louie, and that's all I hear tonight,
well,
I'll be happy.
Do you know what I just noticed? They're playing with the Flaming Groovies in Brooklyn in November.
Well, you posted that on Facebook, and when I saw it, I almost like jumped off my chair because I thought you meant tonight, and then I got crushed down to earth. I was
sorry to disappoint you.
What's that?
I don't remember. There are two
there
opening
are.
Bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be great. And so this has been Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. If you just tuned in, you can catch us on the blog, ozstrandedradio.com. The podcast for this will be up, hopefully, late this weekend or early next week. And
click on the link, Mom.
That's right. Today was Conrad Penner, a local Vancouver musician, multi-instrumentalist. He played for us in the studio and spoke. And Janice McKenzie.
He just hangs out here.
Yeah.
Chairing meetings often. And crashing people's shows.
That's more than hanging out. That's doing serious stuff. So.
CITR hanging out.
And we have
hanging in there.
David Love Jones will be on in a matter of minutes. He does African rhythms.
Ooh.
And he's setting up right behind me. So we'll say goodnight.
Love African rhythms.
Good night.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
No problem.
Cheers to all the Canadians and Australians and the rest of the world.
That's right.
Cheers.
Nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been. You pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax. You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know what?
CITR.
Is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there.